listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you from 2 Kings chapter 18 and talk to you about not giving up. Let me read to you our verse for the day. It's 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 23, where we read, "Now therefore, I urge you, give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to put riders on them." The armies of Assyria crushed the northern neighbor of Judah, and they cruelly carried away the 10 northern tribes of Israel. Now, those same cruel soldiers surrounded the city of Jerusalem after having conquered virtually everything else in the region of Judah. The general commanding the armies of Assyria, who had the title the Rabshakeh, he gave a long public speech in the hearing of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. The Assyrian general told Hezekiah that Judah was already defeated, Jerusalem was surrounded, and there was no hope and no point in resisting any longer. Judah had trusted in a partnership with Egypt. The Rabshakeh told Hezekiah that that would fail. Now, perhaps some people in Judah thought that Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel, would rescue them. But the Rabshakeh told them that there was no use in trusting God. He even said that God was mad at them and would never defend them. The Rabshakeh offered to give Hezekiah 2,000 horses. That's what we read in our verse here today. But even that wouldn't help them. He also said that he was actually on a mission from God to conquer Judah. This was hard for King Hezekiah to hear. But the words, "Give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria," in those words, we see the plan of the Assyrian general. The Rabshakeh's whole strategy was to make Hezekiah give up. This was the entire reason the Rabshakeh was at the aqueduct speaking to these leaders of Hezekiah's government. The Rabshakeh had vastly superior armies. He could have just attacked Jerusalem without this little speech. But the Rabshakeh would prefer it if Judah would simply give up, to surrender out of fear, discouragement, or despair. The enemy of our soul uses the exact same approach against us. Many of us picture Satan as itching for a fight with us. Truthfully, Satan doesn't want to do battle with you. First, there is the strong chance that you will win if he does do battle with you. Second, whether you win or lose, the battle can draw you closer to Jesus. Third, what Jesus does in your life through the battle can be a great blessing for other people. No, Satan would much rather not fight you at all. He would much rather try to talk you into giving up, into surrendering to him. We see this exact strategy used against Jesus during his temptation in the wilderness. When Satan promised Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in exchange for the worship Jesus would give unto him, Satan was trying to avoid the fight and trying to talk Jesus into giving up. You can find that in Luke chapter 4. Now, it didn't work with Jesus, and it shouldn't work with us. Think of the deceptive words and lies that Satan whispers or shouts to you. They have one purpose. Satan wants you, the child of God, to give up. God helping you, stand against him and all of his lies, and do it in the name of Jesus today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.